This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Have you ever had detention when you were younger, when you were in high school?
Duh. Mr. Gibbons is like every day of his life.
Dear God, seriously though.
Were you ever in detention, Allie?
Yes, absolutely.
What did you get detention for?
I think I got it for skipping school and then getting busted.
Oh. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, but I only did that in senior year because it didn't matter. I already got into college. What did I care?
Right.
Who cared?
You didn't get a detention until 12th grade?
Yeah.
I can see myself sitting in detention, but I can't even remember why I was in it some of the times. I wish I could remember.
Oh, Gibbons, what did you do?
My first detention, I'll never forget it. We're in a lunchroom in fifth grade, and Mrs. Skibby walked by, and she bent down to pick something up, and when she bent down, I went... And she went, Ryan, did you make a raspberry sound? And I went, yes, I did. And she goes, you get detention. And I started bawling my eyes out in fifth grade. True story.
Who's the tough guy now?
I was talking to my friend Jerry, who lives in Georgia. His 12-year-old kid, Jacob, got his first detention.
What'd he do? Oh, God.
I think it's hilarious, which I don't know how as a parent, when they do something hilarious, you have to keep a straight face and be mad at them because you know it's inappropriate, but in the other side, it's
every
kind of hilarious.
Every day of my life with fart sounds and poop jokes, and I'm trying to teach them how to be like normal human beings in society and not get in trouble like Gibbons did over here because that's what'll happen.
Well, it's just like that, Allie, because this is a 12-year-old kid, Jacob, and he and his other friend were in class playing... I don't know if I should say it on the air or what it's called. Well, it's a technical term, the penis game. Have you heard of that before?
Yes.
Where you're sitting in class.
No.
It's it's a boy thing. It's a boy thing, right?
Yeah.
Where you say that
I
word.
I would hope.
You say the word.
By the name alone.
And then your friend will say the word louder. And then you say the word even louder.
Yeah.
And then by the end, whoever says it the loudest wins, where you're pretty much screaming that word at the top of your lungs. They decided that they were going to play this in the back of the class while the teacher was out making copies somewhere else. Teacher comes back into the classroom to my friend's son, Jacob, and his friend, shouting in the back of the class, penis!
Oh, you always say that word?
Always. Yep. That's the only word that you say. That's how the game works.
I'm just checking if my kids are in school, guys.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You're screaming at the top of your lungs.
But it's a technical term, so I guess I can say it. But
yeah.
So
yeah,
that's,
but you're giving them ideas.
Of course I'm giving them ideas.
That's why making sure they're in school. Right, well, now 8:35 they're in.
Yes. Riggs on the radio said that we could do this. I didn't say you could do it. You're gonna get detention
for
it.
It though.
You know what? I hope they do.
Oh, be careful what you wish for.
You can go to school and deal with it when I get called in.
I have to go and get a lecture.
Yeah.
You should
give a lecture.
And then you're gonna go to my house, you're gonna get another lecture from me, and then I'm gonna send you on your way. You're gonna get two lectures.
It seems like such a silly thing to get a detention for.
No,
it does not. They have to act appropriately in school. You have to have boundaries and rules. You can't just be like, yeah, shout out penis whenever you want. That's cool. Yeah. Could you imagine?
I was the kid who did that in grade school, and I could see why I got detention for it. You're disrupting the classroom. People they're actually, believe it or not, are some 7th graders who are there to learn. 12-year-olds, some of them are there to learn. And when little Johnny's in the back yelling penis, he's ruining the learning experience for everybody.
But the teacher wasn't even in the classroom. It was a break. It was halftime.
Well, the teacher was there if the teacher gave it attention, obviously.
Well, she came back in.
Earth to this 12-year-old. When you're screaming penis, people can hear you outside of the classroom.
Should have been a science class learning about how sound travels, maybe.
This is like how you do something and you're like, what do you mean there's consequences?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Like, I robbed a bank. What do you mean there's consequences? Well, you knew there was consequences before you robbed the damn bank, so stop.
But my friend Jerry was saying it was hard for him to punish him because he knew, A, he already got punished at school, and B, he thought it was funny. So he's laughing at it. Now his wife is yelling at him because he's laughing at what his son did.
I actually don't believe in the double punishment.
What do you mean?
A therapist told me that once. Yeah, they've already been punished, you don't need to like do the double punishment.
But if you get detention and getting grounded is double punishment like that?
Kind of. Okay. Not talking about small kids. Maybe older kids. It's like screw them, give them both.
But if you're as a 12-year-old boy, okay?
Yes.
If I would have when I got in trouble with school, right?
Yes.
I got home and my mom, my dad, and my stepdad all gave me the third degree. You can't do that. You can't say that.
Yeah.
If I would have gone home and my dad was laughing about what had happened,
you would have done it again.
I would think, "Oh, my dad, screw my teacher."
Nothing good about laughing about your kid getting in trouble with them.
That's
laugh behind closed doors with either the other parent or one of your friends.
I agree. I'm not even a parent.
And you laugh a lot, and then you go back and you go, now listen up! And
listen
then you go into the other room, you giggle, and you come out and you go, now I wasn't done yet!
I gotta go
laugh some more.
I'll be right back. I gotta go laugh. I mean, talk to your mother.
Come on, Jerry.
I thought it was interesting. All right, Jerry. So... I just thought it was a funny story, getting a detention for playing the penis game. And that's still a thing, I guess.
Hey, man, some things the generational gap doesn't kill, and this is one of them, okay?
Not at all.
Damn kids, get off my lawn.
It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.